Pastor, author, and Bible teacher, Alan Wright.
I never remember a year, Daniel, when people are more happy to wave bye-bye to 2020. Right. And goodbye to that last year. Begin thinking about the possibilities that are ahead of us.
That's Pastor Alan Wright, and welcome to another message of good news that will help you see your life in a whole new light. I'm Daniel Britt, excited for you to hear our discussion today as we're in the studio. It's a special Friday blessing series, and happy Friday to you, Pastor Alan.
Happy Friday right back to you, really excited, Daniel, about what the Lord's doing in the midst of difficult days. The light's still shining, isn't it?
It certainly is. We're going to be talking about a book that's releasing actually this coming Tuesday by Pastor Alan, The Power to Bless, and we're really excited about this. And if you're not able to stay with us throughout our entire discussion today, I want to make sure you know how to get our special resource right now. It can be yours for your donation this month to Alan Wright Ministries. So as you listen to today's message, go deeper as we send you today's special offer right in time for the new year, this 2021 blessing calendar, and it goes hand in hand with the book releasing on Tuesday. Contact us at PastorAlan.org, that's PastorAlan.org, or call 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Of course, more on this later in today's discussion, but right now we're going to get started with Pastor Alan and The Power to Bless, a book. And just to recap, it's a book that you have been working on, not just for a year or two, but this has probably been maybe a decade or more of your life's work.
It really is, in so many ways, Daniel, a life message for me. I began to learn about the power of blessing probably close to 30 years ago, and I cannot even put into words how thankful I am to the Lord that I came to understand this profound biblical principle before early in my marriage and before we had kids, so that we could raise them under the sound of blessing. It's a life message. It is blessing is really more than a principle. It is, in the Scripture, a mystical actual power of grace that gets released. It's the way that God changed our lives and changes everyone's life, because a positive vision spoken in faith over our lives creates a sense of identity. And out of that identity, then we begin to live completely differently. So I just am so excited about the book coming out, Daniel. I think this is a message the whole world needs to hear, and especially during such troublesome times where we just hear curse all around, and we want to see a big change in the world. And I pray that the Lord's going to use this book to help.
Now, we've been setting apart some of the Fridays this year for you to share blessing with our listeners. And as you've been talking about there, a lot of people may think of blessing as something you say before a meal or something maybe that comes at the end of a sermon by a pastor. So you want to dive deeper on what you mean when you say blessing?
Well, the power of blessing is seen from the earliest time in the Scripture, because God, after he created Adam and Eve, he blessed them. And then, after he blessed them in Genesis 1, we learn, then he said, be fruitful and multiply, have dominion in the earth. And I think that order of events is so important, that the blessing comes first. It's not the reward for productivity. It's the fuel for it, that this is the way that God empowers us. And what a blessing really is, it's not a prayer, which is asking God to act on according to his will and his good intentions. We can intercede for others or petition for ourselves, and prayer's incredibly powerful, important in the Christian's life every day. But blessing's different. Blessing is something more that is spoken eyes open to eyes open. It's something that is sort of, I've said sometimes, it's almost like a compliment on steroids. Mm-hmm. It is more than mere encouragement, because it carries with it the force of a faith and the proclamation of the gospel, because blessing is spoken in accord with God's word. It need not be flowery. It doesn't have to. You don't have to be spiritually elite in order to learn how to bless someone else's life.
Poetic.
It doesn't have to be. And if you are able to see a virtue in someone, I think of it this way often, Daniel. You know, when you know someone, you often will see a virtuous characteristic in them more clearly than they do themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you begin to speak that out, and and as I teach in the book, and then learn how to attach characteristics of their life to that and future blessings that will come from that, now you're releasing the power of blessing. And it's just it's something that anyone can learn to do. And that's part of the reason I've written the book. But it also, Daniel, is a book that is built around a mysterious blessing that for 3,700 years that Jewish fathers have been speaking over their children, the blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. And we'll get in next week in our radio program some more talk about what that blessing's all about. But it's sort of a lens that helps us see what God thinks is important for us to be imparting when we're speaking blessing to others. Very excited for it to get in the hands of people finally after all these years of thinking about it.
As I'm digesting the book, I find myself, the familiarity part of what you're saying kind of comes back to me in this sentiment of give people flowers while they're around to enjoy them, maybe compliment people. You know, that's what first comes to my mind, but you take it deeper. It's more than just showing appreciation or complimenting. There's some faith vision that's going into it.
It is. When you look in the Bible, when you see blessing, it carries such a force with it that, for example, when Isaac realized that he had inadvertently blessed the wrong son, you know, the story of Jacob stealing Esau's blessing, I think in our culture, Daniel, we might say, well, oh, we'd just say, oh, whoops, you know, bless the wrong son. Come on in here, Esau. Yeah. We'll get this thing right.
Right, right.
And instead, the Bible says he trembled violently, and he said of Jacob, the conniver, he said, I've blessed him, and indeed he'll be blessed. That impacted my life when I began to realize that from God's perspective, blessing has irrevocable power. Mm-hmm. Words can't be stuffed back down our throats. And blessing, the idea, I've blessed him, indeed he'll be blessed. Just imagine that. Mm-hmm. And I think what I want our listeners to think about is, do you ever have that feeling that maybe there's something that's missing from your life, something that could really make a difference and help remove the ceiling that seems to be over your life? Or maybe something that is the answer to those gnawing insecurities that you have. And you wonder, what is it that maybe I'm missing? And it's probably this, the power of blessing.
Pastor Allen, your new book releases on Tuesday. It's The Power to Bless. And as we've been talking a lot about here on the radio program, especially, pre-ordering is important for a multitude of reasons. And if you want to count yourself here as part of a launch team, of part of a way to really help propel the message of the gospel, one way, and people are always asking, how can I help? How can I support? How can I be a part of such a wonderful endeavor? Well, this is a great way to do it. It's simple. Just pre-order. If you can beat the deadline and get in before the release date, which is right now, not only will you help that, but you'll also receive a free audiobook in addition to the hardcover or the Kindle edition, and you'll be among the first to receive The Power to Bless. And this is an exciting way to be a part of something. And I think we're in the year we've had, it's good to feel that we're in this together and we're part of something big.
Exactly. I feel like, I think all the listeners could identify with me, doesn't it seem like the devil was working overtime to spread curse?
Yeah.
And hate. And I just, I don't want to be outworked by the devil, you know? Yeah. I mean, this is one of those things. I'm energized for this. And so if you pre-order, then you'll be the first to get the book. And honestly, Daniel, this is the way, I mean, the book industry's changed so much from when I first started writing books. It was all about getting into all the stores and where is it on the shelf and all of that, in terms of getting attention to a book. Now, so much of it depends on the online retailers, and certainly Amazon at the head of that. So if you purchase it, you get the blessing of an audiobook, but you also could be the first to read it. And if you want to help, leave an honest review.
Yeah.
This is, again, one of the ways that books get attention today is by the number of quality reviews. So if you want to get the message of blessing out, that's something you do. And I promise you, this is going to be something that will change your life and could change the life of someone else. If you want to make a gift and invest into somebody's life, get them a copy as well. Pre-order them a copy as well. It's coming out on February 2nd. And it's a life-changing concept, The Power to Bless.
It's just us. It's inside track behind the scenes here. You can be part of something great so that when the release date comes, you know you've helped propel this so that the world can really hear it. Whether you think about it as a marketplace or not, it really does help put it out there to become available to so many. That's at PastorAllen.org. You can connect up with us and make sure you get your hands on this book. Pastor Allen, you shared a devotional on the first day of this new year that speaks to the newness of the year and the newness of our lives in Christ. And we're approaching the end of the month here, and it seems appropriate for our last broadcast day of January here for this blessing you've got for us.
So this is a blessing, one of the ones that I've written this month. As you know, Daniel, we have a daily blessing that you can easily subscribe, have these in your inbox, PastorAllen.org. But here's one that I wrote on the first day of the year. And now here we are, coming towards the very end of the month. But while we're in this new month and while we're thinking about newness, I wanted to speak this blessing over our listeners. This is a blessing for the new year. You aren't getting older, you're getting newer, because God loves to do new things. Like a blossom that suddenly bursts forth, Isaiah extolled, God delights in every blooming thing, every sight of new life and beauty. A new year, a new way, a new you. God loves new things. One day, He'll make all things new. Until then, may you have spiritual eyes to see God's fresh grace every day, all year. Daniel, that blessing was inspired by Isaiah 43:18, where the prophecy is to remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. I'm doing a new thing, Lord said. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? And I love the words of the prophet here, the word of the Lord. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
That's Alan Wright. And we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
If ever we've been ready for a new year, this is the year. As you start planning and dreaming for a great new year, we want to help. Allen Wright Ministries has produced a beautiful, inspiring wall calendar with you in mind. Each month not only depicts the month in a heart-stirring image, but also includes a specially crafted blessing for the month from Pastor Allen. As Pastor Allen explains in his new book, The Power to Bless, which releases February 2nd and is available from Amazon for pre-order now, blessing is a biblically based faith vision over your life. God blessed Adam and Eve and then told them to be fruitful and multiply. Blessing isn't the reward for your productivity, it's the fuel for it. The 2021 Blessing Wall Calendar gives you space to write down all your important appointments and make plans for a wonderful new year. And most importantly, each time you see the beautiful image for the month, your heart will be strengthened by the empowering blessing statement from Pastor Allen. This year, don't just organize your life, bless your life with the 2021 Blessing Calendar. It is our gift to you when you make a donation this month to Allen Wright Ministries.
Today is the final day we're offering this special product.
Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, PastorAllen.org.
Today's teaching now continues. Here once again is Allen Wright.
You know, there's a real sense in which I don't understand the science of it, but I think more and more science is teaching us that our cells are being replaced all the time in our body, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's one sense in which the person you are today physiologically is not the person that you'll be tomorrow.
Right.
I like that idea that maybe we're being physically made new, literally. But how much more so in the spirit? How much more so could we walk in a new way this coming year? And I was taken by the words of Mary during the Christmas season. I kept thinking on them, where she came and met her relative Elizabeth, and Elizabeth blessed her, and then Mary just let forth this exuberant praise we call the Magnificat. And in the midst of that, she said, "From now on, mm-hmm. all generations will call me blessed." And what a phrase. I love that. From now on. And I'm just wanting to bless our listeners that you could have that gift of living from now on, from this day forward, with the mercy of God being promised to be new to us every morning. In a very real sense, you are new today. You're new. And you can have new ways of thinking. You can have new ways of living. And all of this can be empowered by the Holy Spirit who is in you. The old's gone, the new has come. And so I just want to bless you, listeners. I just want to bless you to really be able to receive that blessing. A new year, a new you, a whole new way of being, I never remember a year, Daniel, when people were more happy to wave bye-bye to 2020.
Right.
And goodbye to that last year. Begin thinking about the possibilities that are ahead of us. That's a blessing for the new year.
The Power to Bless is Pastor Allen's new book, actually being released in just a couple of days on February 2nd. And we invite you to be a part of, the inside track, a little bit of behind-the-scenes work that we can do. If we pre-order the book right now, not only will you receive at no extra charge the audio book of The Power to Bless, but also it's going to help really propel this message to a broader audience on release day and the days following. And you can do all of this at PastorAllen.org. That's PastorAllen.org. And I love how much support is being given to The Power to Bless. And you've mentioned this already. There is a separate podcast that is simply a daily audio version of the blessing. There is a video of you imparting the blessing. I think you can find that
yes.
on our social media and certainly at our website. And of course, the daily devotional that you can get in your email box daily.
It is the power of God for our transformation. If he started out humanity by blessing them and then saying, be fruitful and multiply, seems like it's the way we should start every day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you're not yet subscribed to the daily blessing devotional, it's very easy, just a couple clicks at PastorAllen.org. And I want to join in with Daniel again saying, please hurry and pre-order. Just go directly to Amazon, really, is the easiest way, or wherever your online book provider is, and make your pre-order. You'll get a free audiobook with it, and you'll be the first to read. And please help us by, let's leave an honest review and draw attention to this. Basically, Daniel, the way that the message of the gospel goes forth has always been by word of mouth, and certainly for books that are proclaiming a message that's really important for the world. It's mainly through people that are telling others, there's something important that I'm discovering, a way that I could relate to my spouse, to my children, coworkers, and even the stranger on the street, because blessing is God's way of bringing about transformation. So who do you love? Who do you want to see grow and change? Well, they need your blessing. And the power to bless, Daniel, really in the end, it teaches step by step how to be able to bless. When you read the book, you will be inspired, and you yourself will be receiving blessing, sensing the presence of the Holy Spirit, I think. And then in the end has a big payoff that you're going to learn how to bless. Anybody can do this. You don't have to be super spiritual or poetic, or this is for men and women and young and old, anyone. And it's never, 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 never too late to start blessing. And maybe somebody's listening right now and say, I've really missed blessing in my own life. I've had more curse spoken to me. Well, it's not too late to begin to fill your heart with blessing. And maybe your own words haven't been what you wish they had been to those that were important in your life. It's not too late. The power to bless. It'll teach you how.
You can find out more about the book and all the devotionals at PastorAllen.org. And I would just encourage you, if you've not had a blessing in your own life, let Pastor Allen's own voice speak over your life on a daily basis, and then that's going to bubble up and flow out to others. And you'll learn how through the book, The Power to Bless. PastorAllen.org. That's PastorAllen.org. I did not grow up so much with this phrase, but it's become a very common phrase today. Spoiler alert. Some people I know, I never was this person. Some people get a book and they go right to the end of the book and they want to read the last page first. And Pastor Allen, I understand you kind of want to do that with us right now. At the conclusion of your new book, you crafted a powerful extended blessing, and you want to share part of the end of the book with us now.
Yes. So after learning about blessing, learning about the mysterious blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh, and how it symbolizes and unveils to us all the essentials of blessing, all the blessings that we speak. After learning why blessing is so important and how to bless your own life, and then learning how to craft a blessing, I thought it was fitting, Daniel, to end the book with an extended blessing that's just laden, just flowing with scriptures, and something you could just take and drink in. And part of that blessing is addressing what it means to be like Manasseh, whose name means forgotten all my troubles. What would it be like to look differently on your past? And when you bless people, one of the things you're doing is you're helping to affirm you're not stuck in the past and you're not in bondage to it, but God is able to do something new in you and fresh. And so here's a portion of of that blessing that is rooted in a wonderful promise of Jeremiah, that the Lord has a way of rebuilding atop the ruins of our lives. So here's a part of the parting blessing that's in the power to bless. I bless the ruins of your life to become the hill upon which your tomorrow is built, higher and better. Yesterday's over, but the rubble of your past shall not be wasted. This is what the Lord says, I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tents and have compassion on his dwellings. The city will be rebuilt on her ruins, Jeremiah 30:18. God is not blind to your losses. He's not deaf to your cries. He's moved with unquenchable compassion on your behalf. He is a restorer, a master renovator, who can incorporate every broken fragment of yesteryear into the foundation of a new, higher place for you to dwell. Like the ancient cities rebuilt upon the ruins of former days, your adversities have become clay in God's hands. He's molding a mountain out of your mistakes so you can live atop it with a whole new perspective. That's part of the parting blessing, just a long flowing blessing that honestly I hope that when people get the book that they'll read straight through and then get to that, but then keep going back to it. And just, it's like drinking in God's word, just taking in who does God think you are? What does God have to say about your life? And we join up with that and then bless one another. And that's what I do in the parting blessing. That particular blessing is rooted in an amazing image, Daniel, that I absolutely love. In ancient times, it was common practice that when you're building a city, you want to find an elevated place because it gives you a strategic advantage. You want to be higher than your enemies. Well, in areas especially where there were no major mountains or hills, one of the ways that hills would form would be what they called a tell. A tell would form where an old city had maybe been marauded and destroyed, walls broken down, buildings crumbled, and there it lies in a heap. And over time, the sand, the dust, the dirt, the sediment just kept coming and filling it in and filling it in until finally it became a big hill. And those big hills became very strategic building sites for new cities. So that's what Jeremiah says. It says the cities will be rebuilt on top of the old ruins. And I think it's a beautiful image for our lives. You know, God doesn't waste the ruins of our lives. There's a way in which, what I'm saying to our listeners, is a way in which you might feel like that all of the mistakes of the past or all the troubles of the past and all the hurt and disappointments and all of that's just like wasted time. But from God's perspective, no, the winds and sands of the time that blows across all of that, something has been built in you. And there's a way in which God is taking you into something new that is a top of the ruins. And you have a different perspective now. And you have a greater strategic advantage over the enemy in the spiritual day of battle. And you have a new vision, a new perspective in front of you. So that's a blessing for this new year. And it's part of the concluding blessing in the power to bless. It's all about God's plan to change our lives. And I'm blessing you as you finish up the first month of 2021, that this will be a wonderful, wonderful year. And you'll find ways, even out of the troubles of this past year, that God's going to do new things, special things in your life this year.
If ever we've been ready for a new year, this is the year. As you start planning and dreaming for a great new year, we want to help. Allen Wright Ministries has produced a beautiful, inspiring wall calendar with you in mind. Each month not only depicts the month in a heart-stirring image, but also includes a specially crafted blessing for the month from Pastor Allen. The 2021 Blessing Wall Calendar gives you space to write down all your important appointments and make plans for a wonderful new year. And most importantly, each time you see the beautiful image for the month, your heart will be strengthened by the empowering blessing statement from Pastor Allen. This year, don't just organize your life, bless your life with the 2021 Blessing Calendar. Contact us today and start your year out right by the power of blessing.
Today is the final day we're offering this special product.
Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, PastorAllen.org.
Today's good news message is a listener-supported production of Allen Wright Ministries.